Donlin Gold has signed an agreement with the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority to protect some of its wetlands in Cook Inlet. The company is trying to develop one of the biggest gold mines in the world in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. And the mine, if built, would disturb 2,800 acres of wetlands. Because Donlin can't restore all of those wetlands, it is required to protect wetlands somewhere else. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger has the details of that agreement.
This agreement is a big deal for the company if it goes through with its plans to build the mine. That's according to Kurt Perkin, Donlin Gold's spokesman.
We purchased a conservation easement on a portion of the Chewitna River. I think we're talking about 2,000 acres. And that restricts its use from any kind of development. So it protects that habitat, protects that stream. And that's one of the options that one has when they're getting their mitigation plans.
Donlin Gold just finished a lengthy and expensive environmental review that was led by the Army Corps of Engineers. And Donlin Gold had to describe its plans to restore or mitigate the wetlands it would disturb. To meet those mitigation requirements, the company proposed to protect wetlands somewhere else in Alaska, like this agreement with the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. The Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, or the Trust, is a state corporation that manages a trust that benefits Alaskans with a broad range of mental health issues. And part of that trust includes 1 million acres of state land. Wynn Menefee is the director of the Trust Land Office, and he says the agreement that Donlin just signed with the trust is a little bit complicated.
Donlin hasn't actually purchased the whole deed restriction yet. They've purchased an option for purchasing the deed restriction. So essentially what we've done is we've said, we will keep that available for you.
So Donlin agreed to pay $200,000 to the trust, plus additional money each year for 10 years. And that buys Donlin time to decide whether or not to go through with the mine. And if they go ahead with the mine, Donlin will pay $1.3 million to the trust to preserve those 2,000 acres for 99 years. Those acres are in the Cook Inlet area, hundreds of miles away from the actual mine site. This agreement isn't the only one Donlin has made or will make to mitigate impacts from the mine. Donlin also signed an agreement with the Tayanac Native Corporation for a conservation easement on 4,000 acres of land. And Donlin plans to sign another agreement with the Great Lands Trust to purchase 9 credits, the equivalent of 9 acres, to protect about 4 acres of wetlands in the Mat-Su Borough. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.